Naked ladies, rabbits, and some basketballs are on display at Chicago's Museum of Contemporary Art, courtesy of American painter, sculptor, and artist provocateur Jeff Koons. At age 53, Koons is one of the most popular artists of his generation. His shiny blue heart sold for over $23 million not long ago. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg says visitors to the Koons show in Chicago were either smiling, laughing, or just puzzled.
A smiler was Andrew Vasilinovich of Chicago.
I love Jeff Koons. He's a lot of fun. I like artists that encourage a positive outlook on the world.
Among the puzzled was Will Barget of Near Cincinnati. Will, age 12, was standing in front of Jeff Koons' three-ball total equilibrium tank. Three Spalding basketballs suspended in distilled water in a rectangular glass box.
They're just floating. It's strange. All they used was like a fish tank and a ball.
Koons made the piece in 1985, part of a series. One ball, two balls, three balls.
It's just strange.
Well, it is, but it got your attention, which is very Jeff Koons. He's like the big psst of contemporary art. More about the basketballs later, but first, as we say in radio, Little Jeff and the Light Box, a lit-up, blown-up photograph of a small boy with his Crayola set.
He's probably about seven, maybe.
And look at that sweet face. He's got his hair is so carefully combed, and there's this nice little smile at whoever's taking the picture.
Yeah, it's a perfect photo of Jeff as an artist, the portrait of an artist as a young boy.
Tricia Van Eck is a curator at the Museum of Contemporary Art. She helped guest curator Francesco Bonomi and Koons himself to put this show together.
And it's typical of everything that Jeff does. He changes the context. Everything that he does is some kind of magic that he spins on the work.
In this case, he takes an old snapshot his grandma may have carried around in her wallet, enlarges it, backlights it, and puts it in this exhibition. The message?
Here's my work. Yeah, ta-da. And ta-da is a huge thing for Jeff.
Tricia tells a nice story about Koons and ta-da.
Jeff came home one day and his son was drawing, just like he was drawing in that photograph. And his son said, ta-da! And Jeff said, ta-da, that's what I work all week in the studio to capture. Ta-da!
Koons' big, shiny blue heart is a ta-da. So is the big, shiny balloon dog, a stainless steel dachshund that weighs more than a ton, but looks like those air-filled long balloons that guys at zoos twist into animals.
It's orange, it's monumental, you can see yourself.
And you smile, just smile, no message.
It is what it is. It's shiny, it's big, it's perfect, it's taking objects that we're all familiar with and making them larger than life.
There's a shiny silver rabbit in the Chicago show, a shiny red lobster, and various brand new Hoover vacuum shampoo polishers in big acrylic cases. And then, behind a sturdy concealing wall, some larger than billboard size works we cannot show you at NPR.org because they're Jeff Koons and his once wife, Cicciolina, the former soft porn star and Italian parliamentarian, making, shall we say, whoopee, or making babies, or making, hey, I don't know what to call it, but that sweet little lightbox boy sure grew up. Is this art?
Jeff would say that everything he does is art, and Jeff has always tried to cross boundaries of what is art and what is not, what is high art, what is low art, what is commercial products, what is fine art.
And while we're on the subject of is this art, back to the basketballs.
Listen, what do you say to people who will say to you, those are really fancy theories, but the guy took two basketballs, stuck them in a case with some water, and
okay,
here they are in a museum.
That's probably the one where you say, okay, but how is it floating?
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say the guy took two basketballs and he put them in a case with water.
And they're just floating. Then how do you explain this one that's
just...
No,
it's not what I'm asking. Oh. What are they doing in a museum?
Well, again, it's that... It's two basketballs. It's in what you're calling a fish tank, a display cabinet. It's...
This is not easy, is it? But the thing that occurs to me as you struggle to find an explanation for this, a simple explanation, is there are ordinary things that an artist has taken and done something to that makes us look at them anew.
Right, exactly. And that is the key to his work. It's looking at what's already out there in the world, subtly twisting it, sometimes majorly twisting it, and re-presenting it and saying what you like as a person, you like basketballs, they're here. Why shouldn't basketballs be art?
In a lecture at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago, Jeff Koons put it this way.
For me, art starts with self-acceptance, with self-trust. Whatever you come to with art, it's perfect. You don't have to come with anything. What you bring to something is the art. That's where it's found. It's found within you.
Jeff Koons has his critics, of course. One of them is Robert Hughes, erstwhile art critic for Time magazine. On NPR once, Hughes had this evaluation of Mr. Koons.
You know, he's one of those guys who would have been, you know, brilliant at selling swamp in Florida or raising money for the excavation of entirely fictional gold mines in Nevada.
Chicago curator Tricia Van Eck agrees that Koons has a talent for selling things, plus a savvy sense of the art market. But she says Koons also has a deep appreciation of art history, aesthetics, and the creative process. So the heck with criticism from the experts.
He's not interested in that critical dialogue. He's looking around, what do people like? I'm going to show them that. I'm going to give them that. And critics don't like that.
But the people do. Those crowds at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago were mostly smiling. The show is there and there only until September 21st. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.